Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, March 22nd, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Pilgrim Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, one and all y'all. That's my Texas greeting for you today. And welcome to this edition of Foxology. I pray you are continuing to successfully maneuver through the drama of this pandemic. Oh, my, what did I say? I can't even talk. Pandemic. I'm telling you, it's something. Every morning I wake up, I'm thinking, okay, we're making it through another day. But it's really been something, hasn't it? Well, I hope you're playing it smart out there and playing it safe, because it really does seem like we're on our way out of it. That's the good news. But I know, and you know, we have to continue to do all we can to be wise and protect ourselves from those microscopic demons. That's the key. I know if you're like me, you're ready to regain your life back, aren't you? Yes, for sure. Well, I know I'm ready to move forward, feel free, and feel more hopeful. I think we're getting there. Anyway, the right attitude and actions and plans will surely, for sure, no doubt about it, get us there. Well, I have a special guest today that I believe is going to give us an extra special injection of inspiration. You know, that proverbial shot in the arm that will help us bounce forward toward our resets and bring back the vital and vibrant things it takes to enjoy life and be at our optimum. She is Dr. Geneva Jones-Williams. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's a consultant. She's host of the Ignite to Impact podcast. She's president and CEO of Dr. Geneva Speaks, and she's beautiful. She's bold. She's brilliant. She's impressive, and she's definitely impacting, and you're going to get to hear her today. She's a true queen, yes, for real, and on so many other levels, too, and I'm so delighted to have her in the Foxology spotlight today as Women's Month nears a close. I'm so very privileged and honored to have her. Welcome, Dr. Geneva.
Thank you so much, Silver. Oh, what a wonderful introduction. I need to just take you with me all the time and just give such inspiration yourself. And thank you so much. And just a good day to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I always appreciate all of you. VIPs, that's what you are. You're very important people who take the time to drop by and sit a while with me, and I do truly appreciate it, and I thank you for doing that. I'm so excited to share you with the audience. I'm just encouraged, inspired, excited about what you do and the particular demographic that you focus on. I know that what you do will help most women, but I know that there's a particular reason that we'll talk about that you've chosen a demographic that I call grown girls. let's talk about you just briefly so they can hear more about it. I put that plug in there because you truly are a crown, the queen. You're the 2018 Miss Fit and Fine. I just love that. I love that. That's so wonderful. It really is. But that's just a teeny weeny part of your journey. Why don't you give me a little, me and the audience, a little pocketbook version about your journey? Because I know you've done many things over the years. You just did success on top of success, just mounting on what you do and what you learn and what you share. But roll back to the beginning a little bit and tell us what encouraged you to be so motivated and so driven?
Well, thank you, Silver. You know, again, it's just so great to come and talk with you and your listeners and share conversation on what is truly a special month, Women's History Month, that like Black History Month, I believe we need to celebrate every day. But, you know,
absolutely.
My journey probably, yeah, my journey began with what I call a community of caring adults, and that's where I was raised in a small town on the Jersey Shore, right where I can get up in the morning and, you know, if I take a good deep breath, I could smell the ocean, and it was just wonderful. But my sister and I used to feel that all the adults everywhere used to go somewhere and have a meeting on us because they knew all of our business. They asked endless questions. And I used to think it was a conspiracy because every adult was so vested in, well, what you're doing, how your grades, not just family and friends, but, you know, the school janitor, the folks who ran the candy store at the corner, people we would run into, you know, on the streets, in the church, everywhere. And what I thought was then a conspiracy really turned out to be community and a community of caring adults. And those adults coupled with my parents, who were ordinary people, my mom was a teacher and my dad was a government worker, they were also civil rights activists and really fought for social justice issues in their community and in the state of New Jersey and in the areas of housing and education and employment. And they won a landmark civil rights case, which really had an impact on housing discrimination laws in New Jersey. So between those two dynamics, you know, my parents as leaders and always fighting for social justice and growing up in a community caring, you know, full of adults who always knew what was important and what they valued and how they wanted to communicate that value and caring to children. Those two dynamics really led me on the path of working in communities, working with individuals and organizations to create positive difference, change, you know, through a career of working in United Way, to a career in foundations and raising lots of money for community initiatives and problems dealing with child care and youth unemployment and homelessness, and just moving on through that until I changed careers. But still today, I am trying to work with creating positive change and helping particularly women see that they can, you know, design the life that they dream of and create that positive impact for themselves and for others.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had no doubt it would be packaged a lot like that. But you've come, kind of catapulted. You said that you, and I guess what I got from what you just said is that you certainly emphasized how much you enjoy helping people, and you have now come to a point where it looks like you're combining that compassion for people along with things that are empowering but also a whole lot of fun, and particularly to the demographic that I mentioned a few minutes ago. You're focusing on women 50 plus. And again, the information I know can be extremely helpful to any woman aspiring to grow and become all she is meant to be so that she can live a vibrant life. But I'd like to know, choosing that, is that about the time where you made your pivot? And what particular, you know, epiphany did you have that made you realize that this is really something I think women in this age group and beyond would need and want?
Mm-hmm. Well, Silver, I know how I felt when I turned 50. So that's really what was my aha time. because I, you know, I felt that I should be doing more, or had I done enough? These questions were just swirling in my mind, and there was this up and down kind of, you know, all around, kind of confused, not certain about my next step stage I was going through. And, you know, I was, I still was raising children, but they were getting older and, you know, looking at their own lives. And I was taking care of my aging parents. I, you know, my body was changing. It was, you know, I was finding these gray hairs more, and, you know, I couldn't do the things I used to do when I was 30, you know. Although, you know, see, my gray hairs didn't look like yours. Now, see, yours are silver, and you look fabulous. And, you know, you've developed this whole persona around it because you, I think, emphasize and show and really exhibit this vibrant life. And you are vibrant. But when I turned 50, I didn't know what I was. Okay. And it was very confusing for me. And I was, you know, really experiencing these challenges. And so when I reflect back on that age, you know, it just really was a turning point for me. And so that's why I decided that, you know, and so I learned a lot through all of that, through all the failures and the lessons and the changes. I learned an awful lot. And so I wanted to share my learnings with other women who were, you know, experiencing this really what I call a half century, you know, awakening, because that's really what it is. You say to yourself, well, I've lived a half a century. What am I going to do now? And is life over? And I really went through all of that. And then I began to experience, as I got older and in my 60s, I was still kind of experiencing some of the same challenges. And then that's when I decided to make some career changes. And when I did, shortly thereafter, I went from this nonprofit career that I had been in, very successful, a leader, an executive, and decided to step out on my own in my own business and be an entrepreneur. And when I did it, shortly thereafter, my husband got his first diagnosis of cancer, and my mom and dad both got sick, and it just, Silver, began a journey for me of caregiving and then finally burying all of them almost, it seemed like, at the same time. And I really didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to move forward, and I began to think about my life and my purpose and, you know, that dash that we see between the time we're born and when we die. I began to think about what that dash means and what was I going to do with my life. So I had to reimagine my whole life and my purpose and my meaning and really struggle and search for it and find it. And, you know, eventually I did, but going through that fog, that gloom, that doom, that despair, that grief, I learned an awful lot. And so what I'm dedicated to now is helping others figure out their next steps, help them, you know, find purpose and value and, you know, their what's next. So that's kind of how I got in it. But Silver, really, I thought I was doing something new, but not really. I'm really doing the same thing that I was, God put me on the path to do, and that was to use my gifts and talents to help others, to inspire others, to teach others, and to particularly help women realize that, frankly, at any age, you can design the life that you love.
Right. You know, it's so clear, something that you said at 50, and I'm sure it happens to different people at different points in their life, maybe not just age 50, but 50 seems to stand out for a lot of us. But there really is a dynamic type of shift that seems to take place in your mind,
mm-hmm.
because you feel like you've lived a great portion of your life, but what's ahead of you, you know, is going to be pretty much distinctly different than it had been. And it's not necessarily because not necessarily for a lot of people, particularly nowadays, it's not because you're feeling the effects of any kind of health issues or life changes necessarily, but you realize that, wow, 50, you know?
And, right, half a century.
Yeah, and you kind of go like, oh, boy, you know, I'm sliding into that fourth quarter now, you know? So you do begin
That's right, it's a turning point.
You do begin to think about what exactly what you said. What do I do with this now? What, you know, this this part of my future, you know? And you and what I found, you more carefully want to calculate, you know, position, reimagine, as you said, what's ahead of you. And I love that word that you use, reimagine, because if you're smart, and that's what you're teaching people, if you're smart, you're going to reimagine some new things. You're going to create some new things. You're going to construct some new things rather than thinking, wow, I'm 50. I guess I'm, you know, I'm over trying to do life now. And that's so just not true. So I find what you're doing to be just so excellent. And I believe for the most part we are at a time where people are just starting to finally embrace the idea that life is just not over because you're aging. And I think they're learning more about, you know, what do you do when if your bones start to ache a little bit or you're not feeling so wonderful like you used to, that you don't go with that plan. You go figure out how to feel better and what to do about that. And, you know, rather than settling in with, oh, well, I'm just getting old. I've heard several people who had some aches, you know, and I wake up kind of achy and it's because I'm getting old. I'm thinking, you need to stop saying that. Because
that's
I've got
right.
medicine for that.
And you're right, and sometimes, yeah, and sometimes it's the language that we use, you know, that we talk about or refer to ourselves as, oh, I'm getting old, or, you know, it's hard for me to get out of bed these days, and, you know, we put that, there's so many myths about aging, and the interesting thing, Silver, is, you know, what I find, two things I find are very interesting. First of all, we get older every day. I mean, every day we age. From the time you're born, you age. But we don't tend to think about that. But the other thing is that everybody wants to live a long life, but nobody wants to get old. You know, nobody, when you say, well, you know, in order to live that long life, you are going to age and get old. But, you know, so it's real in this country in particular, how we look at aging. And so I really feel that, frankly, at any age, you should be able to choose and design your life so that particularly for younger generations, before you're 50, you know, thinking about what you're going to do with your life and planning for it is okay. You know, it's okay to do that. And you can find your, you know, the best times of your life. You hear people all the time say, if I knew what I know today, if I'm in my 50s or 60s, if I knew all this that I know now when I was 20 or 30, wow. You know, but that wisdom and that experience that you gain as you grow older is a good thing. And you can use it to shape your life and to help others because you do acquire a learning and a wisdom as you age. And those things are so important, I think, Silver. And one of the things that, as I defined it for myself, I said, listen, I want to live a long life, but I want to live it. I want to be healthy, and I want to be vibrant during that long life. So what does that mean,
right,
and what do I need to do? And so that's why I've developed this mantra of, you know, what I want to do is look, feel good, and do good for the rest of my life. And then I had to define, well, what does feeling good look like? And what does it mean to do good? And what does this mean? And put those steps in place that can get me there. So one of the things that I think helps us live vibrantly is if we have a game plan, so that we plan for, if we have a vision, if we have goals, so as to what we want our life to look like, it makes a difference. So I believe in a personal action plan for what we do when we turn 50, but really probably at any point in our lives, Silver, but particularly for women who turn 50.
Absolutely. Well, you know what I want to talk about now, and that was you were headed right where I wanted to go. I said earlier I love that reimagining and the whole idea about living a vibrant life as you get older. You do have some tools. You do have some ideas that really do work, and I'd like for you to just share a few of them. I have some of them from the notes that your admin person sent to me, and I'll just go through them. You can touch on any or all of them that you like, but you've got to feel balanced, be healthy, make yourself a priority, find clarity in your direction, which, you know, I think there may be a tendency to lose that because all you're thinking about now is that I'm getting old. And then imagine the endless possibilities. So do you want to speak to us from those points?
Sure. As I mentioned, a vibrant life for me means creating, thinking about, using winning strategies to feel good, look good, and do good. And so the feeling good, I think, is when we feel good, you know, we just know who we are and what we want out of life. And so feeling that balance and making ourselves a priority and finding that me time, which should be regular time, I think is so important and helps us feel good and knowing our purpose so that, in fact, we do find clarity in what we want to do. And so when we look good, now that's the feel-good part, Sophie. When we look good, And for us as women, yes, you know, get your fashion right, have your hair in place, have your nails done. Yeah, that's clearly a part of it. But when I talk about looking good, I really mean that this inner confidence and vibrancy and empowerment that we have radiates from us. And you can, you know, it just radiates on our skin and it shows up in the way that we walk and we dress and we talk and in the conversations we have. And so this looking good is really about this sparkle with the energy and passion and style that we can imagine and reimagine for ourselves. And I think when we look good, we're in our purpose. So that when we walk into a room, Silver, we own it because we, you know, we look good because we've got that confidence because we're in our purpose. And then doing good, I think, is doing good for ourselves and for others. And so, you know, that is when we show up and speak for things that matter. We approach change in a real fearless way, and we give back to the community, and we're thinking about and doing something about legacy. That is what we're going to leave for the younger generation in terms of wisdom and inspiration and giving and being role models, and that we're, you know, absolutely convinced, Silver, that our life counts and matters. And I know that when I, you know, came to that turning point of being in my 50s, I really started to, you know, to question, well, you know, what have I done? Have I done enough? And what am I going to do next? And I wanted to make sure that my life mattered. And so this opportunity that we have to do good, not only for ourselves but for others, really, I think, makes a difference in our lives. So when I talk about vibrant life, that's what I'm talking about, you know, creating these strategies and using tips and tools to look, feel, and do good in our lives. And so that's what I've spent really the last, well, probably 10 years or so developing those techniques and tools. I've got a online course called the Vibrant Life Blueprint, where I take people through a 4-step process that helps you create your personal action plan so that, in fact, you can live a vibrant life. And so I've written books about, well, a book about living life over 50, but I also have ebooks that I've written about strategies that are good for you that you need to, you know, you need to know about as you age. And so when I talk about it in podcasts, so that's what I'm on a mission for now, Silver, and that is to, you know, help women develop their action plan so that they can stay vibrant and empower themselves and others.
Well, while they can hear your voice, there are two particular things I would like for us to talk about, and you've mentioned both of them already, but I'd like for us to expound on them, because I believe that if you can develop these two areas, you can feel like you can conquer most anything. And I don't want to make it sound like if you don't look good, quote-unquote good, that it's, you know, going to destroy every other opportunity, whatever you think good looks like. If you think I'm talking about, you know, supermodels, and, you know, that's really not what I'm talking about. But I would like for us to talk for a few minutes about looking good, because I'll tell you what came to my mind. I have been literally approached in what was some of my most played down outfits, and people complimenting me as if I had it looked like I was on the cover of a magazine, and I was always surprised, still am, because I learned to do was just don't go outside looking like you don't know what you did, you know. So
right.
I'm sure, you know, there's some level of color coordination or fashion coordination or something, even though, again, I'm not trying to go for the high-end look for going to the grocery store or drugstore, you know, or running errands, but, you know, kind of get a look together. But I wanted to say that for this reason, because I know that many women, because a couple of these women actually said, I wish I could just look like that. And I'm thinking, this was just like with no thought what I did, you know, really. And so I want to speak to that, to show women, and please give your input, that it's really not that you have to go out and try to buy a lot of, there's a misconception that if you buy certain things, you're going to look a certain way, if it has a certain type of label or something like that. Those things don't make you have the look unless it's really something that complements your, you know, your style, your height, your body, or whatever the price of something or the label of something is not going to do that. It's a matter of what I really like women to know. You can put on a nice pair of jeans, a T-shirt, something I do because I just want to add a little fashion flair, you know, put on a fedora with some sunglasses and some big earrings, and, you know, and flat shoes or sandals or sometimes even just my tennis shoes, and I still think I'm all that. And I don't say that with any kind of, arrogance. I'm just saying that I feel good about how I look because I put it together. And it's amazing how just, you know, tilting that little fedora to the side or something can make you feel, you know, what they can say, you know, fashion gangster, you know.
That's
but I
right.
want women to understand it just doesn't take, you know, going for broke thinking that that's what's going to give you what looks good. Find your place that looks good. Some, I think a great place to do to look is just imaging on the internet. Finding, you know, Google your age, look for whatever age range you are in or whatever, and getting ideas from that. Seeing what's in your closet that you can put together. We're in a fashion framework now, an atmosphere where you can put stuff together that. You know, as long as it has a togetherness, it doesn't have to be, again, such a tailored type of feel to it. I follow a lot of fashion trends on my Facebook, so I see a lot of things coming through. And still, after all these years, getting some wonderful ideas about putting some things together. So that would be a suggestion that I would put across to women. You know, just find whatever you're looking good, quote unquote, again, is, and don't try to match it to anyone. Find your space and place and what makes you feel wonderful. Now, I do believe in image consultants, the good ones who really do understand your personality, your lifestyle, and your body, and, you know, how you want to feel. That's important. So if you need to reach out to someone like that, that's a great idea. But I'm saying that when you start to feel good about how you look, and I'm not, you don't have to weigh 110 pounds. That's not what I'm saying either. That part does not matter. It's not about your physical size because you can look wonderful. You can feel wonderful. And that's, you go for your look good, feel good space, and then you will just begin to feel so special about yourself. You'll be amazed.
I was just going to say I agree with you. And one of the things I suggest to women is that they, you know, create a vision of how they would like to look and feel. You know, that vision, that mental image in your mind, that, you know, that picture of what you would like, and write it down. And, you know, like I want to be, you know, I want to have a tailored look, or what makes me feel good is when I'm in heels, or I like the way, or you may look at different images in a magazine or something and say, I want to look like that, or that's the kind of look I'd like. And then first decide on that, and then be, you know, start to go and create that. And where you go is, again, to a lot of these magazines, there's, you know, and start tearing out those pages and things that look like you want to look and make you feel good. And yes, you can go on places like YouTube and search for image or best makeup tips or best accessories, and there is a ton of information and videos where you can pick up tips and ideas and all kinds of things. And I really like that of, you know, going and looking and thinking about it. But remember, too, there's some basics, I think, in terms of the looking good and feeling good. You have to make sure your health is in order. So, you know, that healthy checklist. So make sure you're getting your exams on a regular basis, that you're taking care of yourself, that you're getting enough sleep, that you're drinking your water, because those are investments that you're making in your body. And that's going to help you with your, if you got aches and pains, and we all get, if you don't have them now, you will get them, okay, but to help reduce that and help you to be able to live with that, your sleep, what you eat, your exercise, your drinking water, all of that helps as well. As well as silver, great skin care. So taking care of your skin, and that's another thing, you can go on YouTube and you can just put in skin care. And there's some incredible people that I know I follow who have some really great advice and tips for skin care as well.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad you brought that up, because one thing I want to say about that, too, if you're watching on YouTube, chances are you're going to find some people promoting some pretty affordable products as well.
Absolutely.
You don't have
yes.
to spend a gazillion dollars if you like that. By all means, if you don't have that, go for the more affordable of products. The key thing with skincare is practicing it daily. That's the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do it every single day. Make sure you're cleaning and you're toning and you're moisturizing and you're putting that moisturizer around your eyes and your neck and on your chest. Make sure you're doing those things faithfully. And again,
absolutely.
If you don't have the money to buy real expensive products, there are creams and things that at the store that will not break you under $10.
Oh, absolutely.
Some
yeah, and
under $5 even
yeah.
that you can get that
most
will, that
yeah
will,
most of the shopping that I do for my skincare is in the drugstore. I mean CVS, Rite Aid,
me too.
Walmart,
yeah. Mine too.
That's where I get my products from, as long as they're fragrance free. I particularly will go for that and then read the ingredients. And you're right, it's important to twice a day to cleanse your skin in the morning when you get up and the moisturizer, because the moisturizer is important because it keeps in the hydration. So that's what you're trying to do with your skin both the morning and the evening, to try to keep the hydration in your skin, and that, and drinking plenty of water again, and then silver, the sunscreen. You know, it's so important for particularly women of color to be using sunscreen, because the more we use sunscreen, the less chance we reduce of getting those dark spots, the malaria on our skin. And, you know, those are just some tips, and I absolutely agree with you, but you don't have to spend a fortune, you know, between the you know the Walmarts and going on Amazon. And a lot of times I will you know, go on Amazon, put in that product name, and you go on Amazon and you can get it cheaper.
<That's>
because
true.
It's in bulk, and
that's right,
you know, just take care of your skin.
Well, that's one area that I wanted to talk about. And ladies who are listening, that is because it's just one of the easiest self-efforts that you can make, those things that we just discussed. It's in your control, and you can make that happen today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. All of what we just discussed, you can make that happen today. The second thing takes a little bit more of a self-challenge, and that is building your self-confidence, increasing your self-esteem. And that's when I think, and Dr. Geneva, please just let me know your thoughts, that's when I think you really know how to live the most vibrant life. When you're feeling good, like you talked about on the inside a little bit earlier, you feel like you can do anything that your heart desires, because you just know you become a kind of a courageous, fearless, bold type of individual. And I'm not talking about being overly aggressive. I'm talking about that kind of confidence that just sits in you and you know who you are. You mentioned that too earlier in our conversation, Dr. Geneva. But I want to put out is some points on what does that really mean, because there are too many women who still, even in our age range, who suffer with insecurities and low self-esteem for various reasons. Some of them just had it, and they've had it all their life. They just, you know, maybe just not look for ways to conquer that type of, or reach for it, that type of personal growth. And even some who have reached a lot of personal and professional growth still feel some sense of insecurity in some ways or another that manifests in other ways. But I think that there are some key things to just start doing, and that's retelling yourself, like you talked about reimagining, retelling yourself your story, and realizing that you can become, I don't care what age you are, you can become more confident. The things, the fears, the insecurities, the things that have made you feel inadequate, all of that can change. That can't change today like the other things we talked about, but you'd be surprised with some effort how quickly you can begin to see yourself so differently. Start with those things we just talked about that can happen today, because you're going to get some immediate responses from life and people just because of those changes, and that's going to make you feel more confident. But give yourself some credit. Write down at least 10 things that you know that are special about you, that you know are wonderful about you, that you've achieved, that you've done.
Yes.
And really recognize. I remember back decades ago when I did that, I thought I was going to have a lot of trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, that was a real booster for me when I sat down and wrote down. In fact, my instructor told us to write down 20 things. And you know, they were there. It took a minute to, you know, sit there and think about it. But once you start looking over your list of how awesome you are, you know that you didn't just write it for fun. You wrote it because that's really who you are. And most people are not going to. Most people aren't going to say those 20 things to you. You have to know that about you. Write that down and read that a lot during the day. You know, put it up on your mirror. I used to do that. I used to tape things onto my dashboard in my car, little notes and things that I could read and reflect on, you know, my eyes glance over at. To tell yourself, I'm a pretty cool person. I'm pretty wonderful. Yeah, I did this. I did that. I accomplished that. And some of it might be a one-shot deal. Maybe you were, a part of an event where you offered support and helping people. Write down that kind of stuff, because that says something about the compassion level in you, the heart you have to help people. Don't miss anything. If you got more than 20, write them all down and really read them every day to let yourself know that you're just more special than anybody's ever going to tell you. You tell yourself.
Absolutely. I call that loving on yourself. You know, find the ways to fall in love with yourself. And I absolutely agree, Silver. That make a list of your successes, your accomplishments. Do it. And do it on an annual basis, Silver, I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great tip. I also think that you can, and it's the companion to doing that, is making an inventory of what you think your gifts are, your strengths are, and you should really be able to answer the question, what's my purpose? What's my meaning? What are my gifts and my talents? And spending the time to reflect on that and writing it down, because the writing it down part is very important, whether you journal it in a beautiful book or notebook, or whether you take a scrap of paper and write it down or what have you. But putting it so that you can see it and it's visual, I think, is so important. But you know the other thing, Silver, I think we're all, at least I believe, we're all in the process of becoming. And so it's a process, And at every age, we're doing other things. And, you know, for every stage of life, there's certain things that matter. And certainly what I think are important, you know, in my 60s and 70s, didn't make a bit of difference, or did I even think about it in my 20s or 30s or 40s. So I think as we age, as we go through different stages of life, our priorities shift. And so that's why I constantly encourage people to do things. Don't just do it once. Do it over and over again. So make a list every year, as you said, of your accomplishments, and make an inventory. Take an inventory of your life, what your gifts, your strengths are. But understand that we're all becoming. We're all trying to. In these days, Silva, I've run into so many people who are worried and anxious and insecure mm-hmm. about what tomorrow is going to be. And we're living in insecure, worrisome times. And so that's natural mm-hmm. and normal. The question is, I think, the challenge is, what we need to do is, what can you do about it? And what you can do about it is, you can create a vision of your life. You can make a plan for your life with goals, with action steps. And as things change, mm-hmm. you can adjust it. But you can do those things. You can give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself credit for what, in fact, you have done. And, you know, fall in love with yourself. Give yourself some me time. Take care of your health. Get enough sleep. Exercise. So there's a whole slew of things that we can do and we can have in control so that we can, you know, keep ourselves confident and have the empowerment and vibrancy in our lives.
Yes. Well, I know that there must be a lot of people who would like to have you as their coach for that. So before we wrap up, we need to tell them how to reach out to you for various reasons, to be on their platforms or to secure your services. And I'm sure you're doing a lot of things online too right now, amidst all of the challenges we are still facing with being in front of groups, but many people are changing mm-hmm. that dynamic as well. But let's tell mm-hmm. people how they can have more of you after today.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm at I'm Dr. Geneva Speaks on all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me there, Clubhouse. So Dr. Geneva Speaks, all one word, Dr. Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, Speaks. My website is drgenevaspeaks.com. And come on over. There's plenty of value there. I have free gifts as soon as you come and join me so that you can hear about the tips and advice and practical strategies that we pump out on a regular basis. I still also have a podcast, Ignite to Impact, mm-hmm. and you can hear me on all platforms. And Silver was my guest a year or so back, and we had a fabulous conversation. And I think we're scheduled again, Silver, to have another conversation soon, and I'm looking forward to that. But okay. You can find me on iHeart Radio, on Apple Podcast, on, you know, any place that you go to listen to your favorite podcast, I'm there. And I mentioned that I have an online course, The Vibrant Life Blueprint, and it is on sale now. And so anyone who is interested in, well, what are the steps that I need to take to develop make sure that I have a vibrant life, to create the life that I love. This is a great online course that you can do at your leisure. And really is full of, you know, videos and handouts and worksheets that you can actually use to take yourself through a process that will can transform and can take you from wherever you are now as you face those turning points to, you know, successful career and personal life. So yes, and I'm on Amazon. You know, you can put in Geneva Williams, Dr. Geneva Williams, and it'll take you to my books. And it's just such a pleasure for me always to be giving, to sharing and give practical advice. And I do a lot of speaking too, Silver, so I love to come and talk with women in various groups about designing the life that we all can have at any age.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am certainly just really excited because I know that this particular demographic, you know, we're changing. We're seeing things differently, and we need people who are doing what you're doing to ignite. I love that, ignite, ignite who we are, because in many ways it just feels like, again, a shift, a whole new area is opening up. And so I really hope that women listening will share and they will take advantage of it, because it really makes such a wonderful difference when you look at aging as an opportunity to do new things and to grow, rather than you know, it's probably going to be the hardest and worst time in your life. It's just not true. It's a myth. So I want to thank you so much for everything that you've shared today. It's been wonderful, and I'm going to look forward to I see so much of your inspiration coming through my Facebook feed. I'm just always excited to see all of that. And I'm going to look forward to talking to you on your show in Torch and Law.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Silver. Back at you, because I follow you and I watch you. You're so glamorous and vibrant, and you know, since we first talked, you've always been a role model for me. So it's been my pleasure.
Bless your heart.
Foxology. It's been my pleasure.
It's been a joy for me, and I know that everybody who listens feels the same way. So you enjoy your day, and we will be talking to you before too long. All right.
Yes, I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Stay safe and stay vibrant.
Yes.
<Till then.
laughs> Be vibrant.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye.
All right.
And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in here with us. That was a wonderful conversation, wasn't it? Just awesome. I just believe in us. As we get older, it can feel like the most wonderful time of your life. I can tell you it's true, because I know I'm feeling it. So I hope you'll check out drgenevaspeaks.com and get on board with that program, because it certainly sounds like it's the thing to do if you're feeling any kind of negative way about aging. I'm going to look forward to talking to you next week. Got another lady on board for money that I know you're going to enjoy. So in the meantime, I will talk to you then. But be good, be blessed, be awesome, and you stay safe out there.